Welcome back to the Basement Yard. You all right, bud?
Yeah, it's just, just a lot going on. Just guys down at the station, I'll be all right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you look a little stressed.
Yeah, it's just a case I'm working on.
This kid just jeweled all over the mic.
Jewelage.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Jewelage. I'm gonna quit the jewel.
Yeah.
It's a bad habit.
I think it's killing people.
It's killing, yeah.
Also, I found out today that the LaCroix is killing people.
Yes, LaCroix will murder you.
Apparently, LaCroix, which I thought was LaCroix when I first read it, because, you know, I'm not French.
Yeah, but, you know, that's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. For sure, dumb. But, you know, I don't know how to pronounce, like, French names, because it all just sounds like, you know,
I actually think it's La Croix. Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. Yeah, I can't pronounce anything in that whole language. It all just sounds, it sounds beautiful, but it also just sounds like mid-cough all the time. Like,
they're about to sneeze.
You're about to throw up. You're like, sacre bleu. Yeah, sacre bleu.
I don't know any other. I know that 14, I think, is called Dix-neuf.
Stop it.
Yeah, I think that's how you say 14 in French.
I'm Googling that.
Yeah. I think it's Dix-neuf. So I was like, Dix-nuts!
Every time I had to say 14 in French.
I think it is Dix-neuf.
Okay, so I went to go type and I hit the other button and I just started putting in fucking symbols. No, what are you talking about?
Get those. No. All right, do seven.
Seven?
What's seven in French? I think seven is Dix-neuf.
Six.
No. 11?
Is it a number? No, you're super wrong, dude. I don't think there's
What does Dix-neuf mean in English?
In French, you moron.
What does Dix-neuf mean in French? I don't know what that
is. Yeah, you fucked all that up.
I know it's a number. Someone in the comments who's French will say it.
Nah, probably not.
One of our Canadian, our many Canadian fans.
Yeah, but we found out LaCroix, which is like...
LaCroix, bro.
Whatever the fuck it is, okay? Croissant.
It's LaCroix, brother.
We found out that it's like giving people aneurysms or something. What was it? Some woman filed a lawsuit that there's like pesticides in it.
There's like something to kill cockroaches in there.
Yeah, man. You know, all that. You know, Roundup's going to kill all of us.
Yeah, Roundup should get us at some point.
I think that there's like a podcast that my older brother listened to, and they said that Roundup is like, it's in the Earth's core, and it's coming out through the trees, and now we're breathing it in, kind of shit like that. The end is near, people.
I could understand that. Yeah. Remember like on football fields, too, they would always have those little metal signs? I hated those things. Mm-hmm. You know, like those little metal signs with flags on them?
Oh, like don't step.
Yeah, don't
we're
step.
We're killing all the cockroaches?
Yes, that stuff. Is probably what's going to kill us too.
Yeah.
Those pesticides.
We're going down. That's why I filled up my Yeti.
Yeah.
Shout out to the... In a good spot. Yeti. Shout out to the Yeti.
Yeti?
Yeah, man. My voice been cracking. Look
Did they
this.
Send you that Yeti?
No, I bought it.
You bought it.
Yeah.
Yeti, come on the show.
Yeah, Yeti. Come on. We'll bring Yeti on the show.
For sure.
Your $400 fucking coolers.
Is that a beer mug on your hat?
It's a bit, yeah.
That is so bro-y.
Yeah, dude.
But it's cute though. It's cute because it's little.
I have a cute hat.
You have a cute hat.
I don't want to be a part of this.
No, you have a cute little hat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like a boo from Aladdin?
No. That's, I mean, you can't touch that cuteness.
No, that's cute.
But that's just like a cute little mug, like you enjoy. That's like, cartoon beer always looks so good.
Yeah. Why does your hat say the biggest? What is this referring to?
This is from a company that sent me some stuff, and I wore it.
But you don't know what it means?
Well, it probably has to do with me being the biggest boss.
Oh.
That you've seen thus far.
I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. Yeah. Good song.
So, it's a great song.
I mean, no, it's okay. Anyway, so last night I was laying in bed and I was like, I don't know how this popped into my head, but I wanted to know your top five smells because I went through all of mine and I was like, all right, I have like five scents that are like my favorite.
Your top five.
Yeah, exactly. So... I think people are going to be shocked by like two of them. The rest of them, I think, are going to be, you know, your run of the mill.
Okay.
But I also could be wrong there.
All right. Do you want to go one for one or just rattle top fives?
You know, okay. Where you want?
If it's not the same one, we'll talk about it.
Do you want to go like the most common? So you want to go? You want to go 1 to 5 or 5 to 1?
I'll go 1 to 5.
Okay, so 1 for me. I mean, actually, I don't know what 1 is. I just have 5.
All right, no order. No order.
Okay, so in my top 5 is gasoline.
Yes, mine too.
I think a lot of people like the smell of gasoline, which is dangerous because it's flammable.
Yeah, and people actually huff gasoline. I saw a TLC, like My Strange Addiction.
And they're huffing?
Great show, by the way.
Yeah.
And they would go get gasoline, just open it and smell it all day.
Wouldn't that, like, kill you?
Yeah, it can kill you.
They'll kill you faster than the LaCroix. But the LaQuan.
The LaQuanza.
LaCroix.
Did I say LaQuanza?
I don't know. That's coming up, by
that,
the way.
That is a holiday.
It is.
It is. What do they do on Kwanzaa?
I don't know, man. A lot of red, black, and yellow and green.
Yeah, I don't know how people celebrate it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, gasoline's up there. As soon as you hop out of a gas station, you don't get it every time. Mm-mm. So you got to get lucky. Hopefully somebody spills some gas.
Yeah, someone drives away with the thing still plugged into their car. Yeah. Rip the whole fucking gas station down.
And fucking snort that right up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I love that.
Love the smell of gasoline.
Love the smell of gasoline, for sure. I think the best thing about gasoline, too, is that there's nothing else in the world that smells like it. You can't compare it to anything else.
Also, gasoline from a gas station smells different than gasoline from your stove. Because gasoline, I'm not a fan of. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, and also it's like, remember how afraid you were to like light matches too?
No, I used to love lighting matches.
Dude. No. If there was a gas leak in the house.
Oh, yeah.
My dad would just be like, don't light a match. I'm like, yeah, Dad, all right, cool.
Don't smoke cigarettes. It's like, Dad, I'm 8.
Yeah.
I don't smoke cigarettes, Dad. It's like,
yeah, we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You remember lighter tricks? Like a Zippo and you could like snap and light it?
You know
what you remember when people used to do that?
You know the lighter tricks that I used to do where you like you put all the gas in your hand and then you light it and for a second there's like a fireball.
Oh
in
yeah. I used to do that all the time. Just be like, yo, check this out.
And then light it.
1 second. And they'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, dude, science.
And the magicians would be able to like do that and like hold out a quarter.
Yeah, those guys are cool. But I used to do the one where you would and then rub it off your pant leg and light a Zippo lighter. Yeah.
I don't even know what that trick was.
I remember
you could break something off and you make the flame like huge.
Yeah, you could break I don't want to say the flint. I don't. But the gauge or whatever, and you snap it off and then it would just be like a fucking flame this big.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were cool.
You ever just fucking spike a lighter and let it explode?
Yeah, those are the best. I love those.
What are we talking about?
But yeah, I do remember the... Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember the... Somebody's going to remember. You would snap your fingers and it would light your lighter and it was cool as shit.
Damn, that does sound pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. You never had a Zippo?
No. I used to... You know what
Zippos were huge.
Dude, the coolest things though are those lighters where they have like a covering. So it's like you don't... The flame is still on and you're just like... And then you just slap it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Those are Zippo lighters. The one they go...
Yeah.
And then you would go like this, open it, snap your fingers on the... Is that the flint?
I don't know. The rolly.
On the rolly wheel.
Yeah.
And it would start a fire.
Dude.
Brother.
That's fire.
Yeah, it is fire.
I mean, it literally is fire.
Fire was so cool when you were a kid.
Fire was so fire when you were younger. I used to love fire.
It was insanely fire.
Still kind of love fire, but it's not as fire now than like in the 90s, fire was fire.
Fire. Dude. Yeah, it was there's not fire. Many things more fire than that.
Yeah, fire was the most fire thing in the 90s.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then, you know, fizzled out. I think it'll make a comeback in the 2020s.
It'll get more fire.
Yeah, for sure.
It's making a comeback in California, actually.
Yeah, and I think in Australia, too.
There's some fires?
Yeah.
Those
fires are not fire.
They're not fire.
No.
That's not fire.
Those aren't hot fire.
That's trash fire.
Trash fire.
We're talking about good fire.
Yeah. Like cool in the backyard, let's light all these matchbooks on fire at the same time type fire.
That's fire.
Fire, son. I love that shit.
Yeah, me too.
That shit was amazing.
I love that fire.
But another one of my favorite smells, speaking of fire, is fireplaces. When you step outside of your house,
That's tight.
And you smell everyone's fireplace.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, winter's here.
Yeah.
And it's the holidays.
You feel like you're in like a nativity set. You're yeah. like, yo, I feel like Jesus is like manger's around.
This the world is more magical when people have fireplaces.
I love the smell of fireplaces. It wasn't even on my list because I'm stupid.
But it's
that's
okay.
a really good one. You walk outside. Because you know what? There's not a lot of fireplaces around here.
Yeah.
But in my last apartment, I had a fireplace and just I would torch the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just I would like walk
into
steak.
Your yeah, I would walk into your apartment and there would just be smoke in the apartment. I'd be like, Joe, what are we doing?
Yeah, because then I wanted it to smell like Christmas morning. I'm like, yo, is someone making a ham in here? You know what I mean? Like, it kind of smells like cooking. I yep. love that shit.
Christmas ham is so good.
It's fire, dude.
It is so fucking good, dude.
Yeah. Brother. Yeah, it is. I my love mom fucking makes crazy that. Ham, dude. My mom's got ham.
Does she hit it with, like, the honey glaze a little
yeah,
bit?
And yeah, and puts, like, mustard on it and, like, two pineapples that no one ever fucking eats. It's, like, on it, too.
I'll eat the pineapple.
And she'll baste that bitch for fucking ever.
And it's so fucking moist.
And it's just wet. And when you wet ham.
When you cut it, too, it just flops over right onto your plate.
Yeah, and it's just soaking wet. It's like cutting.
Succulent.
Dude, my mom.
I suck the juice out of
it. I'll suck a ham.
Yeah, I'll suck ham.
Dude, my mom cuts this fucking ham, and it just starts. It's like cutting a water balloon. It's oh. like, oh, where's all this water coming from?
Just splash.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my like God.
Splish splash.
I'm starving now.
It's a bath in there, dude. It's a ham bath in there, man.
Every time I go anywhere for like Thanksgiving or I almost said Halloween, anytime I go somewhere for Thanksgiving or Christmas, first thing I look for is the ham. I need it. I need it.
Yeah. We do on Thanksgiving. We usually do ham and turkey.
Yeah, because turkey sucks.
Turkey's a dry, makes me sleepy.
Yeah, and I don't hate like, it. And I don't like there's like a certain way to cut it.
Yeah, cut against the grain. Suck my or cut with the grain. I'm like, where's this grain?
Who gives a shit about this? How they cut
I
the
just
turkey?
Just want to eat it.
Tastes like give me the leg. I don't want any breast. It sucks. Yeah.
That's the only time where breasts suck.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the only time I don't like breasts.
Turkey titties are whack.
Yeah, turkeys have shit tits.
Yeah.
The dude, man. You got shit tits?
That was really funny.
How good is the skin of chicken, though? The skin of a turkey, too?
Because
the skin of turkey is like...
good.
Yeah, because
skin this, chicken.
Yeah, and this will come out after Thanksgiving, so people are just gonna this is gonna be fresh in their mind.
Fresh skin.
Yeah, when that shit starts crackling in your mouth a little bit.
Oh, dude, I was saying this. I had chicken
so good
not too long ago, and I was like, yo, they should just sell skin.
Yeah,
which is crazy because human skin's not that good.
No. I've eaten it.
Yeah, you've like sucked a tit or something. And you're like, this is just whatever.
Let me ask you a question.
Nothing's like eating some chicken skin.
That's the best.
Best.
You like crispy skin or you like just like broiled skin?
Dude, I'll take all the skin.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'll rip the skin off and eat it as a separate meal.
Separate.
Separate. Let me ask you a question.
Ask me.
You ever ate a scab?
Maybe.
I've eaten a scab.
You've eaten like your own scab.
Yeah, I ate my own scab.
And it doesn't taste as good as chicken skin.
Yeah, because well, and it's blood.
It is blood.
It's dried blood.
Yeah, it's coagulated
blood.
Yeah,
it's coagulated. Is that what it is?
It's coagulated blood.
Anything grosser than like coagulated fat?
Coagulated sounds as gross as what we're talking about.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Coagulants.
Coagulants. And when it's all like the stuff that was liquid, it just becomes fucking...
There's a dam that's built in your skin.
Yeah, yeah.
To prevent you from bleeding out.
And then when you microwave it, it melts?
Your scab?
No.
What
I've never.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about like the stuff that... like the sauce that comes off of a chicken, like the fat.
Oh.
And then becomes all white.
Yeah, or like yellow.
Yeah, that's gross.
They start to, you know what it is? It's like fucking the bottom of certain Jordans where it's like turns like yellow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
after a while. After time, you know what I mean?
I
can't wait till Thanksgiving now.
I know.
I need some skin right now.
What do you guys usually eat? Ham, turkey?
Ham, turkey, there's stuffing. Fucking yams.
Yams.
Those cranberry slices, garbage.
Cranberry slices. Actually,
trash.
People will get this episode. When is Thanksgiving again?
I don't fucking... 28th, 29th, something
like that. Is it? It's the last Thursday, right?
Yeah, but like the Thursday's like...
When is Thanksgiving this year?
Thanksgiving is...
It's the 28th. So
shut that bitch up.
Yeah. I fucking hate her, dude. I hate Siri so much.
Yeah.
She's a loudmouth bitch.
Bitch.
Fucking whore, too, I heard. She's with everyone.
I've heard that as well.
Yeah. But people will get this. If you want to hear this Thanksgiving spiel, it'll be on patreon.com/thebasementyard.
Ooh.
Little cheap plug right there, brother.
Bang, 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 bang.
But, so you do all, like, the traditional stuff, kind of.
Yeah, we're just, like, we're just white people.
Yeah. See, we have some Spanish.
Oh, you throw some rice and beans.
Oh, rice and beans, pernil. People will know what that is. That's basically...
Plátanos?
Plátanos are in there.
I love plátanos.
Yeah, empanadas.
I'll beat the shit out of an empanada right now.
Yeah. We go hard.
What kind of empanadas? You got beef in that bitch?
Yeah, usually beef or chicken.
Yeah.
Beef or chicken.
And some green hot sauce. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, smack that amp.
Pop.
Yeah, spit on it.
Turn it around. You better look at me.
Yeah. Have you ever told someone to look at you during sex?
No. I don't have the... I would say in the right circumstances, I would.
We do agree that eye contact sex is kind of is very hot. We've said that before.
I mean, as long as you blink. Because if you're not blinking, I start to get scared.
Yeah.
But just blink for me.
Yeah. I would tell somebody to look at me during sex.
Look at me. Look it sounds very like I'm interrogating someone.
Yeah.
Don't look at him. Look at me. You know what I mean? My dad used to say that. He's like, who the fuck did this? And I'd look at Keith. But don't look at him. Look at me. So I'd feel like, you know, am I yelling at?
Who cuts the turkey at your house?
My mom.
Savage.
My mom can cook like fucking crazy. That Irish bitch got something in her blood, but she can cook a hell of a meal.
That Irish woman is great. Oh, you got booger coming out of your nose! Oh, booger!
I felt it.
Basically, our booger.
No. Josh! Oh, shit. We're boogied.
It's all right. It's all right. Be boogied. You're up with the smell, though. Scent.
Oh, my. Okay. I got to get my list out.
Oh, you made a list?
Yeah, dude. I had to write it down because it was late at night. I didn't know if I was, like, dreaming or not.
Yeah, you bees forgetting.
I'm going to save that one for last. Here's one. Sawdust.
Ugh.
Whoa? What? You don't like sawdust?
I like sawdust.
I love sawdust.
I like sawdust. I wouldn't put it in my top five.
I love sawdust.
It's wild and crazy.
Dude, when I walk out of here, if there's a construction site, if I hear a Midas saw, I'm fucking running.
Really?
Because I'm like, yo, I need to smell this sawdust.
You ever get that shit in your eyes?
A lot.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
That's not fun. You got to wear goggles.
Yeah.
You know, but if you go, because, like, I don't know. My dad used to had his own, like, construction company when I was younger, and he was always cutting shit in the backyard. He actually also threatened to cut my PlayStation in half. And he actually said to me, he's like, he was yelling at me and Keith, and he's like, if you do that again, I will cut your PlayStation in half
Midas saw.
Oh, well, it was a table saw.
Yeah.
And it, you know how it shoots out all the shavings or whatever. And he's like, I'll cut it in half. Oh, no, it was the Midas saw. He's like, I'll cut it in half with a Midas saw and make you stand behind it so all the shavings fly all over you. That was my dad.
That's awesome parenting right there.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, guess what? We paid attention. We fell in line.
Yeah. My dad's destroyed my property.
I didn't want him to cut my PlayStation in half. That was all I had. You know what I'm saying? Siphon Filter.
Yeah, Siphon Filter. Great game. Double disc. Fantastic.
I was tasering people and was holding them and tasing them until they turned on fire.
Yeah.
That was that video game.
All right. So my other one, tennis balls.
Dude.
Tennis balls were so awesome. When you would pop that fucking airtight fucking top and get that first hit of that fresh 10.
Yeah, and it would just it would just go ting, and you're like,
oh, I could smell these balls all day.
I could literally try to shove them in my nostrils.
Oh my God.
You can never get a tennis ball in your nostrils.
Was that on your list?
It wasn't.
Okay, so good. We have different lists.
This is an irresponsible list by me. You're doing very well.
Yeah, it's okay. Sawdust, I get. I just wouldn't put it in my top five. Like it's a very good smell. And I also like the texture of it. Like, okay. I would put it together in little piles and
just
play with it.
Throw it around.
Yeah, and just go, get.
Yeah.
Like a little cat.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A little fat cat.
Yeah, a little fat Spanish cat.
And then stretch on it and stare at you weirdly for 3 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, tennis balls fresh out the fucking thing, thing.
Because
we used
that.
To play stickball, and someone would always have to go buy tennis balls.
Yeah.
So I would love to go buy them,
yes,
just so I can have a oddly strange couple minutes with them.
Do you know? Do you know? I would also argue that peeling that thing back is such a good feeling.
Yeah, because you're also, you know, you're just about to release that fucking aromas.
Yeah, but not only that, but it just feels good. You're like I'm separating metal from each other.
Yeah, that's,
you're like sing, and you're like shh, you like peel that top back, and it feels so good.
I even like it with like, I used to love doing it once like SpaghettiOs and shit, and Chef Boyardee came out with that pop top. The game was over.
Yeah, because you're like, I love just peeling metal.
Yeah, dude, peeling metal's awesome. Oh. Tuna cans too. I was like, yo, I could peel this up.
That and doesn't smell good.
I just want to peel everything.
Yeah.
You ever eat sardines?
Sardines smell like fucking low tides.
Yeah, yeah. I eat sardines from time to time. Those are like my late night snacks now.
Ew, dude.
Yeah, I can't have carbs really at night.
What are you, an alley cat?
No,
sardines.
I'm a diabetic cat.
Yeah, you're like an alley cat.
Yeah, I can only have like a certain amount of carbs a day, and then we had a fucking juice earlier, so I can't have carbs for like the next 2 days.
Kid's eating fucking sardines as a midnight snack, like a homeless cartoon character.
I'm under 250.
Because of the sardine?
No, just eating less carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 249.
I'm under 250.
I'm being honest.
You're still under, kid.
I'm still under.
Yeah.
Still under. After this, probably be over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some water in there.
Yeah, yeah. Get some water in there.
Water weight.
But yeah,
we're going to have to hit the sauna.
We're going to have to sauna for a little bit. But yeah, man. Tennis ball smell.
That was good.
New.
Yeah.
Pop it.
Yes.
And it had that air release, too.
Yes.
And then you
Also, wait. Hold on. Why are they like
protected so much?
Why?
To keep them bouncy. Because
air fucks it?
Yeah, of course. That's like if you leave a basketball outside, that shit deflates because of the atmosphere.
Damn, dude, gravity's strong.
Yeah, well, gravity and weather.
Weather is also strong.
Weather is but if so it's, strong,
but
dude.
If it's in
talking
that,
weather?
But if it's in that thing already, how much protection do you need?
Because they're air sealed. There's no
right,
air.
Right, yeah, but
why? I don't know. To protect the buoyancy of the balls, probably.
Damn, my guy's at buoyancy.
I'm just saying, I'm smart sometimes.
Yeah, dude. But they're never.
I just felt my left eye twitch as soon as I said that. You ever have that twitchy eye? You're like, dude, it's over. I'm dying.
Yeah, and then one of your Greek friends goes, when your eye twitches and one of your Greek friends is like, oh, man, that someone's talking bad about you behind your back. I'm like, shut up, dude.
Yeah, a lot of Greek people.
What are you, a witch?
Yeah, Greek people are very witchy.
Yeah, dude, enough. No one's fucking poking a voodoo doll in India.
This neighborhood, full of witches.
Full of witches.
A lot of witches.
A lot of Greek people here, but they all have stuff like that. It's like, oh, your ear hurts? That means that you're going to find some money. I'm like, or I have swimmer's ear.
Yeah, that too.
I was at Jones Beach swimming in the fucking contaminated water.
Do you go underwater at the beach?
I don't go to the beach in New York. Only Long Beach.
Yeah, Long Beach is great.
Because you have to, Long Beach is actually kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't really like the beach because
the beach fucking sucks.
I don't really like the beach, so I go maybe 2 or 3 times a year. And the only reason why I went like a bunch of times, like, last summer,
yeah,
it was because my brother lived in Long Beach.
Ah,
so I go visit him, and I got
right.
the free passes
yes,
to get
yes,
on the
yes.
beach. But when you go,
like, the boardwalk's nice though. It's like a nice walk if you got a bike and like rode on there.
It's also not packed because it's like $12 to get on the beach. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like $12 to get on the beach.
I feel like a lot of people don't know about it too.
Long Beach,
yeah.
Well, it's very like protected.
Yeah, and like
you have to pay a toll even to get into Long Beach before you get to the beach. So it's like a $15 day if you're going to the beach in Long Beach.
And Long Beach actually has one of those bridges that like actually goes up and down.
Dude, I was stuck.
Yeah.
I was stuck.
Yeah, I've been stuck on there.
I pulled up. I think it was this past summer. I pulled up and the bridge was up and there was mad traffic. And there was a policeman. Damn, dude. What was that? Your throat just yelled at me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
A policeman was just like.
My split personality.
Kill him. Kill him.
The policeman was like, yeah, it's stuck. We don't know when it's going down. And I was like, I'm not staying here. And
no.
I just turned around and went home.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, it was trash.
Yeah, but Long Beach is a great beach. It's just, it's not something where, you're going to get syphilis.
Yeah, no, there's no diapers in the water.
Or some little, like, you know, Puerto Rican kid walking around trying to sell you fucking alcoholic nutcrackers. Right? There's always kids that be like, yo, $3. I'm just like, You're 15.
Yeah. Also, give me two.
Give me seven.
Yeah. Also, let me get a couple. Do you have green?
I love it. It's like, you know, you have exchange, like you buy shit off them. Just be like, yeah, man, but like, listen, stay out of trouble, all right? Because, like, you know, this is illegal what you're doing. Give me four. But just, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep your head up, stay out of trouble. You know what I mean?
You take this money, you invest it.
Yeah. In more nutcracker. What was in a nutcracker?
Just like vodka and like fucking
juice.
I told you about our shady, like how we used to drink back in the day, right?
No.
So.
You guys would make like a jungle juice?
No, dude. This is even shadier. You might know this as I'm starting to tell. Okay. But for people who don't know, I may have said it on the show before, but when we were like 16, 17, I don't know how one of our friends like found out about this, but it was basically like just like a business card. And it said Sesame Street or Sesame Drinks or something. There was like a picture of Big Bird and like Elmo and like the Grouch.
Yeah.
Already gearing towards children. This is a racket.
Good marketing.
Yeah. So the children would get this card and just call this number, right? And be like, all right, man, let me get two Big Birds. Let me get an Oscar the Grouch. And let me get three Elmos.
And they were all color-based?
Yeah. They're like red ones were Elmo.
Yeah.
And like so on and so forth. And so we would order them and tell them where we were at. And then some just dude on a bike who was usually like, you couldn't really see his face.
Right.
Would show up and just hand over these fucking drinks that were in styrofoam cups. And we would just take them and pay them and then go drink them.
That's pretty fucking awesome. Dude, it was so hard for me to get alcohol. That's mad
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, but there could be stuff in there. But I'm saying is you get one bad review, though. Sesame Street's closed down for good.
Yeah.
You know? It was so hard for us to get alcohol as kids.
Yeah, we did that a couple times.
That's the one good thing about growing up in like a city or a borough.
There was shady shit going on.
There's shady shit, and there's always a way to get alcohol and or drugs. Like for us, it's like you had to know somebody that knew somebody who could drive, and then like you would need an ID that was like flawless, and if that didn't work, you needed to ask somebody to buy you alcohol. It was a whole fucking mess.
Yeah. And we have like delis like every 3 inches here. So it's like someone says no, you try the next one.
I had Jared's ID when I was like 16.
I had Thomas's, but he's 8 years older than me, dude. Like
Jared's 8 years older than me. It worked. It's just because we're the same height and we were like the same kind of size back then.
No one would believe I'm like 28 or like when I was 19.
Did you have a beard at that point?
No.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, I had this when I was 19.
So it was like.
I just grew it out and just kept it out because I knew I'd be buying alcohol for a couple more years.
Yeah. Well, a couple of my friends are a little older. I also didn't start drinking until I was like 17 years old.
So what?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't.
I never knew that. I thought you've been like in the game.
No. I didn't start drinking heavily, but like scattered throughout like when I was like 15, 16, like maybe like. Twice a year I'd have like a little, but never was drunk. And then like 17 was when I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean that's the smart age to do it. I started drinking when I was 13.
I just wasn't interested in it. Like old. All I did was like play sports like all day and night. Like literally I would get home from school and go right to the park and wouldn't come home until 11.
See, because you guys had stuff to do though. It's like I grew up in a small town. We didn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
So it was like, yo, like
let's just like not be sober.
Yeah. And then like the seniors would buy like beer if they liked you.
Yeah.
You know, like you would go to a keg and I was like, dude, 14, 13, 14 years old getting fucking sloshed.
Yeah. See, that would have happened. Like most kids from my high school were drinking freshman year, but I wasn't because I didn't really hang out with the kids from my high school.
Yeah.
Like they would go in like the woods and there'd be a keg and it'd be like, all right, everyone's got to do a keg stand.
Have you ever done a keg stand?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
I used to get a keg every single year for the Super Bowl in my mom's backyard, and we would be out in the freezing cold and just get absolutely wrecked.
I'm going to have kegs at my wedding.
Really?
Yeah. Because like, ideally what I want to do at my wedding is obviously have an open bar first, but then like an after party where there's just kegs.
An after party with kegs?
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
It's a lot of drenching.
Yeah, man. I want people to have fun at my fucking wedding, dude.
Trust me, I'm going to have fun at your wedding. I'm going to be a lot of bottles of champagne deep.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen.
I want to see you cry.
Me cry?
Yeah.
I'm not one of those drunks.
No. I think I could get you to cry.
Dude, if I didn't cry in Nashville, I'm not crying at your wedding.
Yeah, but Nashville, there wasn't really anything like cryable there.
So what am I going to cry about it?
Just because it's so beautiful, man.
You're going to cry.
Oh, yeah, I'm crying. I'm crying big time.
Big time crying.
Yeah. If you stare at me for more than 8 seconds, I might cry.
If I didn't cry at my sister's wedding, I'm not going to cry at anyone.
You didn't cry at your sister's wedding?
No.
Did she?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
She cries for nothing, though.
Yeah. I feel her on that.
If I called her right
Shanda,
now.
We cry, homies.
If I called Shannon right now and I'm like, hey, what's up? And she goes, what's up? And I'm like, are you crying? She'd be like, what?
I don't think so. Okay, I am now. Yeah.
There's certain girls that you ask them, like, are you okay? Are you crying? And it's like they're not even thinking about something sad. And they're like, wait, why? And they just start crying.
Do you think you'll cry at Frankie's wedding?
No. No. And that has nothing to do with him or anyone. It's just like, I'm not a big happy cry guy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Nothing's ever been so beautiful that you cried.
Yeah, but I don't.
Name something to me right now, and then we'll get back to the smells.
Okay.
Name something that you saw that was so beautiful that you cried.
See,
you don't cry when those soldiers come home and like see their kids.
Yeah, but that's different because that's sad.
No, that's beautiful because they're home now.
Right, but it's like they're. Yeah, I know, but it's a different category.
The suffering's over.
Right. It's something like that. But for me to just see something like really nice, it's not like I'm crying because I'm so happy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I could get like emotional about stuff.
Like, have you ever cried at like Christmas because you were just like, damn, everybody's
here. Like a couple years ago.
Yeah, see, that's because it's beautiful stuff.
A couple years ago on Christmas, I had a really good year and I made like, that was the most money I've made in a year at that time in my life. And I was like,
awesome flex, but okay.
Yeah, it was so fucking much money, dude.
I hate when people say weird flex. I think all flexes are awesome.
Well, it's like an internet thing. Weird flex, okay. It's like, oh, dude, now you're just thrown into this category who everyone else talks like you.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you sound like the internet, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's called awesome flex. It's cool. Finish your awesome story, sir.
Anyway, so I was so fucking rich.
So awesome.
Anyway, so after I made $1 billion that year. No, so... no, but I made a lot of money that year, so I went crazy with the Christmas gifts, and I bought everyone like a lot of shit. And then the following year, no one knew I was going to do that. So I just like went crazy. And then the following Christmas, during that year, me and my family like went through some things. And then everything was like fine. It wasn't anything crazy. But then like on Christmas,
yeah,
I just like bought a bunch of stuff for everyone. But I didn't go as crazy as I did the last time because at that point I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do now. But I bought everyone stuff, and then we did a secret Santa with my family, right? Because they were like, we can't afford to buy everyone gifts. And they didn't want me to do that.
Right.
Because they didn't want to be like, yo, I don't want you to like feel like you have to get everyone stuff, so we're going to do a
secret. Then it becomes just a every year thing.
Yeah, and like no one was like, dude, because it's like, oh, they're trying to have kids, or they're getting married, or trying to move
out.
These are things. So it's like, I'm not going to just buy 6 gifts for everyone, you know what I mean? So... it was a secret Santa, but I told them, I was like, I'm buying everyone shit regardless. Like, you guys don't have to do that. Like, I'm going to do it, though. Like, I don't care. So I did that, and then I was waiting for the secret Santa, but then everyone bought me something, which I wasn't expecting at all. And they were all just very, like, meaningful gifts, and I got really close. But, like, everyone cried, except Keith. Keith's a stonewall, baby.
I'll tell you right now. If anyone ever gets picked up by, like, some terrorist organization, give him Keith. He won't crack.
At all.
He'll be perfectly
fine.
He'd
be like, that's great.
Yeah, see?
We're going to cut your head off. That's good. Start here.
Well, you know, it had to happen sometimes.
Sometimes it's got to happen. There he goes. Keith right there. That's my guy.
Fucking legend.
He's a rock.
Absolute rock, man.
But, yeah, everyone cried. So Shannon cried. Thomas was even crying.
Oh, threw him under the bus.
It was an emotional thing. It was really nice. I think I welled up?
Welled up, yeah.
Yeah, so I, like, welled up, and you get that, like, strain in your throat. And I was like... But it was a really good day. That was one of the best days of my life.
That's beautiful, man.
It was.
I'm not even trying to be funny with that.
No. It was.
You know, it's if you really think about it, there's not many days as you get older that you'll remember like that.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. If you're lucky, you'll have like 10 of those.
Yeah. And they were so simple. They were such simple gifts.
Yeah.
you know, but it was like everyone gave me something and then they just had this like one liner that they gave it to me with.
Oh.
And I, and like those were just hitting, dude.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn.
They came at you with bars.
Oh, hit me with super like.
Who had the, you don't have to say it because it's personal, but who had the strongest bar?
Shannon.
Damn.
MC. She had an all-encompassing bar. It wasn't like with her gift. She just said it like.
Straight heat.
Yeah.
Fucking spit fire at you.
Yeah, she did.
Damn, good for her, man.
Yeah, she hit me with one and that, because like, you know, like you just, you, when you do like things in your life or you like try to do stuff for your family, like you don't really realize what you're doing.
No.
And you don't, like, you know.
That stuck with them all year and they had little conversations probably behind your back.
Like, well, it's like you do stuff and you know it's, you're doing a nice thing. But
yeah.
you don't know like the actual impact of those things until someone's like, and they say
yeah.
what it means.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
the words are almost more important than the gift.
Yeah.
It's she, the, honestly, it's the words it didn't even
like, she got me a zip up hoodie and was
it,
socks.
Was it the Charlie hoodie?
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing's
so
cool.
So it has
shit.
Charlie's face all over it. And the socks had Charlie's face on it. And she like, so it was like, it wasn't the gift. Like the gift was cool. Like
it's
I was like,
thought.
Oh my God. But it was just the line.
Yeah.
And I was like, cause I was like, oh shit, you guys like got me stuff.
Will you tell me what, after the episode?
What she said?
Yeah.
It's not anything crazy.
Yeah, but it sounds cute.
No,
I,
yeah.
I love cute shit.
Yeah.
I already said how cute your hat was.
Cause I was saying, cause I was like, oh shit. Like you guys are like, whatever. Cause I was like, kind of, I didn't realize.
You love me. They really, really love me. That's great.
Yeah, no.
That's great.
But she said something like,
my parents forgot I was even at Christmas last year.
She said something like, she said something like, do you know how much you do for this family or something like that?
Damn, dropped a heavy bar on you.
Yeah, dude.
And then you were like, I guess I do something.
I was like, oh my God. Even right now, it warms me.
Have I
like,
ever seen you cry?
I think so. Have you?
Yeah, yeah, I've seen you cry once. I've seen you cry once.
Where did I cry? Yeah, you've definitely seen me cry.
One time. I saw you cry once. You seen me cry?
I've seen this boy cry.
Yo, crying is fire, man.
Yo,
we've said this before on the show.
Crying's sick.
Yeah, but if we're... it's crying is so awesome.
Oh.
You dropped the Yeti on your foot?
No, I just slammed my leg.
Damn,
to cry. Damn, that hurt.
Yeah.
But yo, the other day, actually, I was feeling like I was just having like a bad day.
Which day was this?
It was actually the beginning of this week, I believe. I think it was Monday.
Oh.
It was
explains
a day.
A lot.
We like barely talked that day.
Yeah, you were very weird.
Yeah, I was just not having a good day for some reason. Like it was very strange. I'm gonna get into that though, but I'm gonna get to this. I'm gonna get into the sponsors first.
I noticed that too, but I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm a freak.
I'm a freak.
I'm a freak. I'm a mother. These aren't the lyrics. Fuck your brother. All right, let's get to the sponsors for. This week, the first one we have is MVMT. Black Friday is up, or it's here. And so is MVMT watches, biggest sale of the year, folks. Okay. I talk about MVMT almost on every episode now because, you know, it's coming up. Christmas season, Black Friday, all these things. You buying nice gifts for people. How about getting an MVMT watch? High quality watches, and they only start at $95. And with their biggest sale of the year right now, go to MVMT.com. Use the code HOLIDAY19 at checkout, okay? And get free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com, and the code is HOLIDAY19. Okay, folks, go check that out. HOLIDAY19 at checkout, biggest sale of the year. Go check it out. But yeah, I have a bunch of MVMT watches. Love wearing them.
Fresh
stuff, so go check it out. Next we have SeatGeek, which is where I buy all my tickets for a concert or a sporting event or what have you, whatever, comedy shows, anything you need tickets to, get them on SeatGeek. Okay, they have a nice cool interface. I like the coloring, blue and white, very clean. And they have you know, this system where you can actually look and see if this is a good ticket or it's a bad ticket. If it's dark red, really bad price for this, okay? If it's dark green, you're like, ooh, Getting away with murder.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But yeah, so go check out SeatGeek. Go download their app. They will even give you $10 off your first purchase when you use our promo code BASEMENT. Okay, that is $10 off your first purchase, and the promo code is BASEMENT. Okay, that is your first purchase. So go download the SeatGeek app. Take someone out. Go somewhere nice. Go see a show.
Go see a show. It's a little dance and prance.
A little dance and hoop-de-doo.
Yeah, maybe a little singing, you know.
A little sex after.
Getting a little loving.
Yeah.
You know?
Give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses.
You want to go see Elton John?
What? Yeah.
Let's go in April. It's your seat cake.
Well, you said
sight cake.
Let's use sight cake.
Let's use sight cake to see Elton John.
Let's see it, Jenny. But yeah, go check out SeatGeek. 50,000 five-star reviews. It's not just me saying it, dog. Go check it out. The people love it. Next, the gift of a holiday shave. Okay, Harry's. We got Harry's razors. Humans, we've been shaving for over 5,000 years. That's a scientific fact.
Say what?
That's a factoid. 5,000 years, Danny. You know how long that is?
5,000?
I mean, you're close. You're a little off, but you're close. Anyway, join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer set by going to harrys.com/basement. In this trial set, you will get a weighted handle for a firm grip, okay? Five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, which is big for me because in the winter, the boy starts to flake, okay?
I get flaky.
I got to keep this... skin hydrated.
I do. I get flaky.
I get super flaky. Yeah, my dandruff is off the charts at the moment, I'll be honest with you.
It's okay.
It's not okay. Harry's is also a brand that you can be proud of, okay? Because 1% of sales are donated to organizations that provide access to mental health care for men, okay? So you buy a Harry's razor, you're helping Danny.
All right. Let's go Harry's.
And there's no risk to you for trying them out. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. Again, you get the trial set for all the things I just mentioned, and go to harrys.com/basement, okay? Start shaving better today, folks. You got to look good for these holidays parties that are coming up, okay? And lastly, we have Honey, which is a really cool tool to use, especially around this time of year, because, again, we're buying stuff for papes.
Yep.
All right? So if you're going to be shopping online, you might as well use Honey, because Honey is a free browser extension that automatically finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online. And that goes for, there's 20,000 sites that you can use this for. It's literally, it's free, okay? It takes two clicks to install, and then you go on Amazon, eBay, J.Crew, Sephora, Expedia, Target, Best Buy, whatever, and when you put something in your cart, this thing will pop up, and it'll be like, oh, dude, you could actually get 15% off of this thing.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a lot of places.
I can't believe this is free.
I know. I still use it. I see a lot of places already having Black Friday sales, and then they're having them all of November, too.
Yeah. So definitely go. So if you don't know about promo codes or, like, coupons or whatever, like, Honey will just do it for you automatically, and you're like, oh, there we go. Sure.
There was a hoodie I wanted. It was a little expense.
Yeah.
But they actually found it for almost 50% off, and I got it.
That's, yeah. And otherwise, you would be paying price.
It would have been $330.
It has found, it's over 10 million members, over $1 billion in savings.
What?
That's insane. Over 100,000 five-star reviews on Google Chrome Store. So the peeps love it. But go check them out. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Go to get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/basement. That is Join Honey, spelled like Winnie the Pooh Honey, H-O-N-E-Y, .com/basement. Okay? Go check it out, folks. You're saving money for the holidays. It makes me happy. Blah, blah, blah.
Use Honey, save money.
Use Honey, save money.
Bars.
And the bell rang. What is that?
It's time, kids.
It's we just got a letter.
We just got a letter.
Yo, Josh, can you answer the door?
We just got a letter. We hope it's not from the landlord.
We hope it's not from the government.
Yeah, or the IRS.
I swear I pay my taxes.
I try my best sometimes.
Yo, Josh.
Josh!
Can you get the door? Unreal.
Unreal. Who is it?
I don't know. There's some guy out there in a red shirt.
You didn't turn on your Michael Scott TV today.
No, I didn't.
That TV gets so much, like, now that we switch sides.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I'm not going to have to read 400 Michael Scott plasma screen TV comments anymore.
Yeah, no, people think that's my TV. It's a security camera.
It's a security camera.
There's a guy down there in a red shirt. Be safe.
He's wearing red?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, he could be. It's Tekashi 69.
What were we talking about before I did that?
You were talking about...
Something sad or
something? Krima. You were talking about how your sister, como se, almost made you cry.
Yeah. Why
Triste?
Why are you doing this?
I was speaking my native tongue.
Oh, okay. What, broken English? No, but I was like, oh, I'm going to get into this, but I'm not going to get... Because it was like a serious thing.
It's what you said what your sister said.
Yeah.
Say what you need to say. Nice, dude.
Damn, dude.
Fuck.
It's in the wind.
It's in the wind now. Yeah, well, bacon.
You like bacon smell?
Yeah, dude, the smell of bacon.
Oh, what is that? Is that a package?
It's a package.
We just got a package.
We just got a package. Listen to it first. Make sure it's not a bomb.
Here we go.
What do we got? Oh.
Oh, I know what this is.
It's Drake.
No. It's tickets to the Drake tour.
Secret Santa gift?
Oh, you can't see. You guys can't see.
No, it's not a Secret Santa gift. It's a tablecloth. Nothing crazy.
Good for you.
Why are they knocking my door down for a fucking tablecloth?
Just leave it out there.
Just leave the tablecloth
you
out.
You fuck.
There. Let it rain on it.
You
okay.
Shit.
It's a tablecloth.
Why is my arm like this?
I don't know. What are you... Is it broken?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Do you do this on the couch? Hands over your head, pick your nails?
Yeah, like I'm Carmen Electra on a beach.
I do it all the time. Yeah. Oh, we were talking about why you were such a fucking...
pussy?
Poopy pants on Monday. Oh, yeah.
Damn
it.
I was so upset. I remember.
Yeah. We were together for maybe 5 hours.
Didn't talk.
We didn't say one word to each other.
We said some words, but we...
Very little.
Yeah.
Very tiny. Minute.
Yeah, not
I would say.
Words.
What was going on?
Yeah, I was just in a bad mood, man.
What got you in a bad mood?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what kind of set it off, but once...
Set it off.
Yeah.
No, it was Friday.
Why?
Because yesterday... It was Monday.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was Friday.
It was the day I was at therapy.
Yes, it was. It was the day you were at therapy.
So you were probably upset that I got here a little bit later.
Very.
You know?
I wasn't very upset, but I was like...
There was nothing I could do about that.
No, and I wasn't even like mad about that. But yeah. It was just like, for whatever reason, I was just in a bad mood.
And that doesn't help.
And it... Yeah, that didn't help. And then... I don't know. I get into these fucking modes where... Like, they're good and bad, because, like, during the day, they're bad, but then at night, I'm like, okay, now I know what I have to do to pull myself out of this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or, like, whatever, so I get a little more, like...
But then you also send, like I'm not mad anymore text, but you don't say you're not, you don't, like, acknowledge that you were mad?
I wasn't mad at you.
I know you weren't mad at me. You were mad at the world, but you didn't talk to me for 5 hours.
Yeah.
So you sent me a text of kind of, like... Not like, yo, man, sorry, like, I was in a funk today. It was kind of just like, here's something really funny, and we both laughed at it, and we just continued our friendship. Which I like it. It cuts the awkwardness right out.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
Because I didn't want you to think that I was, like, furious at
you. If I knew you were mad at me, I would ask you. You know how I am. I'm not just going to be like, oh.
Sometimes you're like a cat.
No, because sometimes some people aren't ready to be spoken to. So at the time, it's ready to go. Not just going to come in hot. Just be like, yo, what the fuck is good?
Yeah, dude. Why are you so mad?
Why are you mad right now? You know what I'm saying? Because then if you're mad about something else, I don't like put people in positions where, God forbid, they say something that they're going to regret for the rest of their life.
Yeah. No, I think I just had like a little like...
Not saying that would be you, but I just know when people are upset, that's when they tend to say things.
I just had a little depressive day.
That happens, man.
Yeah. I mean, I can... You know what's crazy? Because I consider myself a very, like, mentally strong person, but I can see how a day like that can just set someone down a bad path.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It really felt that way.
Yeah, for sure.
Where I was like, damn, I remember feeling during the day of being like, oh, like, you ever get those days where you're like, I don't enjoy anything?
Yes.
You know? And it's like such a ridiculous thought, but you have it in your head and you're like, yo, I just don't like anything.
Yeah. Or no. Anyone.
Yeah, or like nothing's ever going to be fun.
Yeah.
Like you just have these ridiculous thoughts. And I was like,
I know exactly, yeah. It's just like, I'll never have fun again in my life.
Yeah, where you're like, oh, going out is like whatever, man. And yeah. Like, what, you know?
You see just the bad side of everything. It's like, yeah. What, I'm just going to go out and like and drink and like hang out and then just go home?
Yeah.
Like, see my friends?
And
like,
then you start feeling guilty about everything. Like, I know, like, I was like, oh, man, like, yeah, like, you know, like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to go out on Monday for Monday Night Football and, like, get drunk and come back and, like.
And then do what?
Feel like a fucking loser.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, dude, just go have, like, a good time with your friends.
Yeah. And I don't know. I was just having, like, a weird day. But, like I said, I can see how, you know, a different person can just, like, a day like that can kind of set them off. Because really feels like I have to really go out of my way to just really reel it in.
You know what it really sounds like? You should probably go to therapy.
I would love to.
I think that would really help you.
Yeah, I need to go to therapy.
Because you think you internalize a lot of stuff?
I don't think I internalize a lot. I think that I'm very realistic with myself, and right. I kind of know what's going on.
But do you vocalize them to anybody but yourself, though, really?
No, not really.
So like,
if it comes up in conversation, I can... You know,
you're not gonna hold your tongue or anything.
Yeah, my problem is, like, this happens from time to time, is that I'll, and I think I've talked about it on the show, where we have had this conversation where I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because it's like you go on like Instagram and you see like people who are doing like cool shit,
mm-hmm.
and they have this and they have that, and you start comparing yourself, and also, like, forget about that aspect of it. I'm just a very, like, forward thinker,
mm-hmm.
and I like to envision a lot, and I know what I want to do and where I want to be, and on certain days, if I feel like I haven't done enough,
right.
I just get so, like, mad at myself and be like, dude, you wasted so much fucking time today. And you could have been like whatever. And how many times is this gonna happen? And how many times are we gonna have this conversation? Me yelling at myself. How many times are we gonna have this conversation before we just fucking like start doing shit?
Right.
Like, you have all these ideas. You have all these like whatever. Like, start putting that into motion.
For sure.
You know. And it's like, it's not like I'm not doing it. It's just you have a weird day.
Yeah.
And you start
yeah.
just like piling on all this shit that isn't real.
Start beating yourself up a little bit.
Yeah, which is what I did for a while. And then at night, I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
You know, so tomorrow I have to just do. Like, I know what I have to do. And even, like, the next day, like, when I'm doing the things that I set out to do, like, I'm not enjoying it. I don't want to do it, but I have to.
Have you been in the gym?
No.
See, I think that's what helps.
I literally said that.
I think that's what helps you out too a lot.
Yeah, it does. Exercising is like a big thing, but I haven't been there, but I have to.
For you, not for me. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. no, but yeah, that does help, because it makes you feel accomplished like first thing in the morning, and then
that's
it's like,
the thing, yeah.
Let's fucking go. And also, like, you know, it energizes you, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just had like a really bad day, but sometimes you need
it's
those.
Cool, man.
Sometimes you need those days, man.
I think that, yeah, I mean, it fucking shows at least you have some fucking emotions.
You need to have rain so yeah. you can appreciate the sunshine.
Yeah, no, I think everybody.
Or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I don't know.
But yeah, man, I've had many, many, many of many.
Yes.
You know, but you're doing good.
Yeah, I feel fine today. We're doing stuff.
Yeah, we're doing stuff. And then also on that day, Friday, we actually were very productive. I think it's because we didn't talk.
Were we?
Yeah, because we caught up. Like, from, like, vacations and, like, you missing flights. Like, we're all caught up now.
Yeah. Got me feeling it.
Caught up. Got me dubious. I'm a hiss. I'm a din. And got me twisted.
I'm so
caught up.
Got me feeling it.
Caught up.
I'm losing control. This girl's got a hold on.
Oh. Yeah, man.
Usher, man.
I knew you weren't mad at me.
It's my confession.
I knew you weren't mad at me, brother.
I wasn't mad at you, brother.
I know, dude.
Back to the smell.
But do you think, yeah, we'll go back to the smell, but do you think you'll ever do therapy full time? Like,
full time?
Yeah, like once or twice a month.
9 to 5.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to therapy for what? Like
a year?
Like a year? Dude, if I did, it helps.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Yeah. I think someone like you that's like an existential thinker and is very deep-rooted in their own mind and in their own thoughts. Yeah. I think having a professional that knows about the human mind can yeah. really help you answer some questions.
Not only that, but I also like fear for the day that I don't have a lot of shit going on, because if I have time and I do this, Like, I'll be a maniac and very fast.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that's, you got to baseline yourself out.
Dude, if you're someone who's listening and you're, like, an overthinker and you know you are, like, dude, get busy.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing that's going to help. Like, you can, and obviously, like, talking to people, obviously, I recommend therapy to literally everyone, even if you feel like, I'm cool, just go. And I'm, you know, I'm not taking my own advice at the moment, but I would love to go. But I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to, because like my, the insurance that I have isn't like,
sick. Oh, your insurance is super dude, and make sure that you redo it.
Yeah. So my insurance isn't like cool. So I can't, there's not a whole lot of therapists that take my insurance.
Yeah.
I might change that in 2020, but, I don't even mind. It's like, but it's like therapy is expensive. Like it could be like $300 a session in certain places.
If
but
my insurance,
if I
was,
do that once a month, I'm cool.
Dude, I pay a lot for my insurance. That's why my shit is cheap.
Yeah.
So it's
well, you also are fucking making out like a bandit over there.
Oh yeah, for
this
sure.
This guy's in the urgent care. He knows everyone. Like, hey, Lucy, how's it going?
Oh, they love me over there. Yeah, I've been good.
How's
like,
the divorce?
They don't even like charge me sometimes anymore. They just be like, so, he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll get it.
We'll see you in 3 months. Get your A1C levels. See how you're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
My diabetes is almost gone.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. It's been a lot of work, but, you know. You got any candy? But, yeah, back to the smells.
Smells.
I really hope 2020, hope that's a New Year's resolution for you at some point.
Therp.
Therp. Get your therp on. But bacon in the morning.
Yeah. Like
that. That's my number trace. Is that on your list?
Yes. And it's not. It is. Because it is and isn't. Like, one of them was, like, my mom's cooking. Because when I was living at home mm-hmm. and I was a children.
Yes.
A
child.
Yes. I was in, like, I'd be in bed on Sunday morning, and then I would just smell my mom cooking. And I'd be like, I'm like, damn, dude, Liz is downstairs fucking slanging eggs.
Fucking getting it.
Yeah. So I love that smell, because it's like, I know when I get down there, there's going to be a face.
I used to love waking up to just hearing, tuck, tuck, tuck,
tuck, tuck, tuck, oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but beat the fuck out of those eggs, ma.
My dad's just fucking throwing fucking bread in there, eggs and shit. I'm like, oh, it's French toast day in this bitch.
Yeah.
My dad complains so much like about like stuff and like cooking. He's like a cook. Loved it. He loved doing it.
Cooking?
Full of shit. He was just like, oh, man, like, I don't want to go do this. I got to cook. Sitting there fucking singing. Having a great fucking time. Love watching everything. It was good, right? Food was good. I'm on to you, old man.
I don't think my dad ever cooked in my life.
My mom's... Sorry. My mom doesn't cook.
Sorry.
My dad cooked every meal I've ever had.
Well, I also feel like when you're in a relationship like that, like, people have roles.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, I'll cook this shit, but you're going to clean this shit. And that's just how it is at first, and then it continues to be that.
If I cook food
also,
and
I
you don't clean,
yeah,
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, so our thing was, this is actually hilarious because I haven't like thought about this in so long.
But yeah, well, yeah, what was the rotation over there?
Yeah, so at our house, we had six people, right? Four kids and then the parents. And my mom would cook dinner.
Mm-hmm.
No one would help her. So she would cook on her own. And my sister was supposed to set the table, but that would happen maybe like 37% of the time that she'd actually fucking do that. And then my mom would be yelling at her, "Shall you never help me with the mate? I said make the tape." And there would be that whole fight.
Yeah.
Then we'd get to the table. We'd help set, like get some like silverware and shit. Everyone sat in the same spot.
That's cool.
Yeah, everyone always sat in the same spot.
It's weird how that happens.
Yeah, but we all sat in the same spot. I sat next to my dad, which was a bad thing because he was in fork stabbing range, which he would do from time to time. I have holes in my forearm. Thank you, Dad.
Yep.
And then when dinner was over, my dad would have this repeating seizure of, listen, your mother's not doing a thing, okay? You guys are going to clean it, do the dishes, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right? She did a thing. She would always do a thing. So she would always like end up doing it because I'd have to go take a shit.
Yeah.
And I would milk that. What? So that by the time I got back. But here's the thing too, right? So there was also within doing the dishes with the children, sometimes seniority Thomas would just fucking walk away and we'd all be yelling at him. or Shannon would do that, or she's got to study for some fucking test. She's been taking tests since fucking kindergarten. Hasn't stopped. She's third. She's got tests every day. So that would happen. And then, so it'd be me and Keith. And then within me and Keith, it would be like, okay, I'm going to load the dishes. And then you're going to clean the big pots. Right?
Because I would so load that dishwasher.
Oh, I wanted to load the dishwasher. But I also had to shit.
Yeah.
So I would go shit. And then I'd come back hoping that it was done.
Oh, yeah.
But Keith never, ever would let that happen.
No.
He would just wait. He would hold a fork above the thing and be like, oh, no, I'm done. Go ahead, enjoy the pots. And then I had to do the pots. So I was the pot guy.
Pots are super trash. I hate them. And then when the water gets too high and you're just slurping around water.
And there's like chicken, like skin. It's like wet and like.
And all that stuff gets in the drain.
Uh-huh. And it's like, you got to scoop it out. It's like grab and throw up.
Yeah, it's what it's like.
Yeah.
And then you gotta shake it into the, and you gotta bang it up against the wall to try to get it all in the garbage bag, mm-hmm. but it won't all come out.
Yes.
I hate it.
Yes. And then like also there was the whole like scrape your plate, and then we're saving the food. So we got the Tupperware situation. My mom was usually on top of the Tupperware.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loved her Tupperware.
You gotta have some lefties.
Crazy Irish bitch with a Tupperware. So we would put all the food in there and she'd put it away, and then we'd be doing the dishes and whatnot, and then she would complain because we probably wouldn't do a good job. And then we had to wipe all the counters and the table. It was like a whole fucking charade.
Yeah. My dad is awful at washing dishes. It's literally this.
It's like, Dad, we're all gonna get sick.
I'm like, Dad, this is dinner from 3 days ago.
Yeah.
You know? I'll eat it. I'll still eat it, but I'm just letting you know. Might want to give it a little more elbow grease next time.
Get some fucking Brillo pads in there, pops.
My dad is also ultra sensitive.
About his...
No, just like I know that comment. If he hears it, he's going to get mad at me.
He's going to be like, you think I got fucking dirty dishes? Now people think I got dirty dishes.
Like my mom's going to think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to get upset with me. I'll get a text. It's fine. I love you, Dad.
He's like, listen.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Also, my dad hates if you ever laugh at him.
Fire.
Yeah. Like, if you laugh at my dad,
mm-hmm.
you're going to die.
Okay.
Like, one time, for instance, like, he was at a gas station, right? And he tripped and fell.
Damn, you laughed at him at a gas
station? No, I wasn't present.
Oh, okay.
But I heard about it. This is how epic the story was.
He just burned it to the ground.
And I think my brother Jared laughed at him, and he fucking lost it. Yeah.
You want to hear something funny about my dad falling down?
Dad's falling is funny. My mom... Oh, I have a great story about my mom, too. Go with your dad, and I'm going to follow it up.
Cool. So my dad's fallen many a time. Big old boy, right?
Yeah.
My dad.
Big trees fall hard.
A big tree fell fucking timber this day, okay? Right over here, Jackson Hole. I wasn't there, but he was with my oldest brother, Thomas. And they went to Jackson Hole. And it's winter, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, there's snow, there's icicles, and there's the most dangerous of all, black ice.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you don't know, black ice, it is invisible to the untrained eye.
It is okay? Scary as shit.
Yeah, because you hit that and you hit the, whoa. You know what I'm saying? You throw out your back. Yeah, like, right? So, they park the car. They get out. Black ice just everywhere.
Yeah.
So my dad, it doesn't take much for that man to fall down. He hit the black ice, and Thomas told me he hit it like a cartoon hits a banana or like Home Alone. His feet were vertical.
Oh, my gosh.
His feet were kissing the clouds, and he landed on his shoulder.
Oh.
And his shoulder apparently like popped out or something, right? So now they're in the parking lot of Jackson Hole. And Jackson Hole's a diner around here. And there's just people eating right there. You know what I'm saying? Like there's windows. And my dad is screaming in pain.
Just on the floor, just rolling around?
Yeah.
Where's Thomas?
Right there. So Thomas is like, yo, you're right. And my dad's just screaming.
Yeah.
And he's in the middle of a parking lot. There's cars and shit. So Tom's like, dude, you got to get up and like, we got to move. My dad's like, I can't. My brother had to take his good arm and drag him across the parking lot on black ice. He was just like, being dragged. And he had to
drag him to safety, like drag him to like some fucking grass.
And it happened again, actually. I don't want to cut off your mom's story.
No, it's fine.
There was another time he like, because my dad, he loves doing stuff for other people, hated doing stuff for us. But he loved doing stuff for other people. So he was at the house and he sees this woman across the street. It's like this little Asian woman.
Okay.
And she's completely snowed in. And she's trying with this like tiny shovel to like dig out her car. So she's like, I wasn't there. Again, it was my oldest brother, Thomas. And he's like, grab a shovel. We're going to help this fucking lady. So they grab shovels. They go out there. They're like digging her shit out. Which that sounds so weird saying that, because that's like a sexual term. They're digging her out, right? Right there in the street.
I was thinking it, but I was like, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, so they're helping dig her car out, and now it's come time to push the car.
Let's go both have sex with this lady outside.
Let's go have sex in the snow. So now it comes time to push the car out of the spot. You know how you do that?
Yeah.
Now, Thomas at the time was training for the Olympics, and he had just won got gold for like a national push champion. So it's like
strong as fuck.
Yeah, he's an ox at this point. Like, yeah. Strong as shit, like whatever. So this dude's gonna push the fuck out of this car. Yeah. So that's exactly what happened, right? So him and my dad get behind the car and they're like, all right, you ready? Put it in neutral. And they go to push it. Thomas fucking basically throws it in the street. And my dad goes to push it and misses and just hits the ground on his shoulder, back to screaming, dragged across the street again. It was incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was hysterical. Sorry that he got hurt. My brother's over there trying to put it back in place, and he's screaming. It's great. I love it, man.
That's fucking great.
I got stories of my dad falling.
They're great stories. Dude, I wish my dad liked them.
Another time, my brother, it was his first year at college.
Thomas is like a co-conspirator in all these things. I think he's fucking tripping him or something.
There's a common denominator here. This time, my dad, literally, if I was within arm's length, he would have fucking murdered me. Because he tripped on a toy of mine. It was a Rex from Toy Story, the fucking dinosaur. It's a very trippable item.
Yes.
So it was on the stairs. And he comes down the stairs. And this is actually funny, because after a while he was like funny with it. But my brother had just come home from college. It was his roommate. We've never met him before. It was his first time back. So my dad's coming down the stairs, and he hits this fucking toy. And he... Again, big dude.
Yeah.
This man. And there's a landing. So my stairs in my house, I come down, and then there's a landing, and then there's two steps to go into the living room. He like swung around that landing and landed completely onto the ground. I'm standing right there. Dude, the fact that the whole foundation of the house didn't absolutely collapse is a goddamn miracle. Because it was like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he went, and then my mom's like, oh my God, Joe.
Yeah.
And then he's like, ah, and he's looking at you fucking like, that's it. And then she goes, oh my God. And she goes, what hurts? And he goes, my pride.
That's great. That's good. See, he got some timing over
there.
Yeah,
he does.
He's got some comedic timing.
Oh, he's got a ton of it. But.
That's fucking great.
So what happened with your mom? She went down?
Oh, yeah. So my mom got out of the shower one time, and the phone was ringing. Jared, I have two stories about my mom. One, these are crazy stories. All right, so my mom was like, Jared, like, somebody's on the phone for you. Blah, 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 blah. So we had like a basement door that was there, and like my brother went in there, and like I think he sassed her a little bit. So like she went to chase him, and she fell down the basement stairs in her towel and landed at the bottom of the stairs naked.
Oh my God.
Just like this. I was like, oh fuck, dude. I think Jared like ran.
You watched your mom fall down the stairs?
Yeah, who am I, fucking Magneto? I'm just gonna catch her? I was just like, yo, dude, she went down the stairs. I looked from the top of the stairs and she just went, you.
How many steps? Was it a bad fall?
Yeah, it was a bad fall.
Did she tumble?
Yeah, she got hurt. Yeah, it was a bad fall. And just being naked on top of it too didn't help.
I mean, yes,
yeah. It's just insult to injury.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a bad one. And yo, and one time my mom and my brother were arguing. My brother Jared was just, my brother Jared was an antagonist. So like he was like fucking with my mom. Like they were arguing about something. And he picked up they were arguing. She picked up a fork and she threw it at him and it got stuck in his knee. Yeah.
That's awesome.
The fork got stuck in his knee.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that's the craziest shit.
It's like, damn, yo, my mom's a ninja.
No, but immediately she was like, oh my God, what did I just do? I'm so sorry. But she was like just throwing at him, like, shut the fuck up. Went right in his knee and stayed there.
I love that.
Yeah. And then one time me and my brother, we had dressers and we would do like, you know, like Eddie Guerrero fucking frog splashes off of him and shit. And my dad was like, yo, if I come in here one more time and one of you is jumping, it's going to be a problem. Right?
Mm-hmm.
At this time, my dog slept in the kitchen, right? And he was, like, gated in there. So me and Mike kept messing around, and my dad took me and my brother and made us sleep on the kitchen floor with the dog.
That's awesome. I love that. One time, my parents sent me to
like,
bed.
You guys want
to
be like animals? Sleep with the animals.
Yeah.
And we slept on the floor. And then my mom would, like, come in late night and just be like, go in your bed. It's all right.
Yeah.
Daddy's so crazy.
He's crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And I told you the story. My dad tried to kill me once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You've told that on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My
that.
Dad tried to kill me with a car once because I
tried
was,
to run him over.
Quote unquote, laughing at him. Never happened. That's just manifested psychoactivity.
You want to hit Keith would laugh when you hit him.
Oh, yeah. I was like that too.
Like you get hit not, and he'd be like, stop, stop.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
That's what I'm saying. If anyone needs to get tortured in this country, it's Keith.
Nothing
he will not
him.
Break.
Pain makes him laugh.
Like, I just could see him getting waterboarded and just be like, they're pouring water on him. And he's just like, okay. It's like, we want the secrets. And he's just like, nah.
He's like, nah. I'm actually enjoying this, actually.
Yo, he's like, we are going to pour more water. And he's like, all right, cool.
You know what we should do for a video?
Waterboard?
Chinese water torture.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, of course.
Where they just drop the drops?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make your brain, your head, like, soft or something?
I don't know. We should do
we should look up the ramifications.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should see who could last the longest getting waterboarded.
I think you can't breathe.
Yeah, but some people can last longer.
I can't hold my breath. We figured that out. You and Julian held your breath way longer than I
did. Yeah, I could hold my breath for a long time.
I have, like, basically, like, a smoker's
lung. But you never, like, you didn't swim a lot growing up.
No.
Yeah, that's why. I was in the pool all the time, so. Brother.
Grew up in a pool.
I grew up in the pool.
I was born in a pool. I'll die in a pool.
I missed the Olympics because, you know, I had a ligament problem in my foot.
I got hurt in high school. I had all the D1 scouts.
Yeah. They're all looking at me.
All looking at me, all saying you're the next Michael Phelps.
I have so my fourth smell might be a weird one.
I have a very weird one.
Crayons.
No, I don't like them.
I like the smell of crayons.
No.
Like, not individual.
The whole...
When you would open up the box.
I'd rather smell Play-Doh.
And just go... Oh, this mixture of clay.
It's
clay or whatever.
It's wax.
It is. Whatever it is.
But I would rather smell Play-Doh. You ever pop on, open a Play-Doh?
Yeah, Play-Doh smells good.
Also, you know what I fuck with? Lemon.
Yeah. But lemon's like, I'm trying to stay away from like the lavenders. And I love lavender.
All right, so let's go off the beaten path here.
Yeah.
Your own really, really bad farts.
Yeah, I'm into my farts. I enjoy my farts.
You're like, yo, that was so bad that like, but I'd like it.
You ever fart and you're by yourself, but it makes you laugh so much?
Yeah.
Like you're just cracking up because the fart was just like, yeah.
It's like, damn, dude, is my asshole a balloon?
Like you just, like anytime you send me a voicemail, like a voice message and I see just one spike, I know it's a fart. I know it's coming.
Boop.
I just see flatline. This and then flat. Yeah, I was like, this kid just ripped ass.
Dude, yeah, man. Farts, really bad farts. I'm like, what?
I love the smell of my own fart.
You know when you fart and it's like, oh, dude, that came out steaming hot.
Yeah.
So you know that stinks. You know? When I'm out in public and that happens, I'm like, I got to get up and move.
You know, the other day I was talking to Alana and you've been to my apartment. So you see, like, you know how the air conditioner units in our bedroom?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sitting there and, like, we have heat and I farted.
into the heat and you
cooked it? Yeah, but it was silent and it cooked it. Yo, when I say that this thing spread around the room like the fucking plague, it smelled like a dead person shit his pants in there. That's how fucking disgusting it was. And then Alana's thing was like, oh, babe. And I was just like, yeah, man, this one's bad. I can't hide it. I can't hide it.
We got to open up the doors. We got to take the roof off.
Two nights ago, I'm fucking sleeping in the bed, and Eli is next to me. Oh. And I'm laying down, and his butt's like kind of near me, and I'm watching something on my phone. As soon as I turn my phone off, it's all quiet. All the lights are off. I'm in bed. All I hear is... And I was just like...
That's enough.
I was like, wait for it.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Dog farts are the worst.
Dog farts smell like dead dogs.
Yes.
A collection of dead dogs.
I don't understand. Like, it's...
like eight dead dogs.
It's just... Their farts sound like silenced weapons.
Yeah. Dude, one time... I slept.
Charlie rips ass too.
Oh, Charlie farts like it's air. So it comes out. It's like,
yeah, it's like, I was like, Jesus,
it's like,
dude.
Damn, dude, you got air in there.
Yeah,
farts just like his dad.
Yeah.
But
Chase took a stinky shit today.
Yeah, it was steaming.
It's steaming.
It's a little cold in New York, so there's some smoke coming off that shit.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
It looked like a fucking dessert at the sugar factory.
It literally came out like ice cream, and it was just steaming. I was like, that's a well prepared plate.
It's like if that was on a plate. Some girl would be taking Instagram pictures of it, putting
for
it on
sure.
her story.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? A boomerang would be taken.
Those dogs, man. Love those guys.
Wait, what the fuck was I just going to say? Oh, one
Charlie's
time
farts.
I was sleeping at my friend Dennis's house, and he had these two big-ass Rottweilers,
oh.
right? And they were, like, vicious, and I was, like, scared of them. But I'm sleeping. The dogs come into the room, and they, like, lay on me. So now I can't get up even if I wanted to because they're gigantic.
And then you don't know if one of them is going to flip out if you move your leg.
Exactly, right? So I'm laying there, and it's like 3 a.m., and we're just like we're just like laying there like talking, whatever. And all of a sudden, like it's quiet, and we just hear, puss. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And then this wave of shit mist. Just wafts over me, and now I'm just like in this bubble of anus smelling gas, and I'm like, whoa, dude.
Oh,
and I don't know,
man.
If it came from one dog or if it was like a unison, like they farted in unison.
It's like yawning with dogs. One of them does it, the other person,
yeah, the other one's
it.
Like, okay, I got some
oh man,
dude, I'm telling you, it was just like putz. Dude, it's insane. So little air can make such a difference in a room.
Dude,
it's insane.
Like, well,
like when I fart, there's air, like,
yeah,
yeah, there's some
yeah.
air in there. You
well,
know what I'm saying?
It's we have
dogs
butt,
are just like.
It's because we have butt
yo.
Cheeks.
Huh?
It's because we have butt cheeks.
Yeah, yeah, yours. Yeah, yeah.
I want next time you fart and you have a big one, film it on your iPhone in slow motion, and watch your fucking ass cheeks jiggle. I've done it.
You filmed your raw ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. I set it up like close enough to my
naked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You naked farted
yeah.
into your phone.
Yeah. So because I was like
in slow motion.
I wanted to see if my ass cheeks jiggled when I farted.
How big was this fart?
It was
that it can move those cheeks.
It was big. It was big.
It would have to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like
it would have to be on the Richter scale.
You actually get to see your butt cheeks. They literally go like.
No way.
Yeah, they flap a little bit. It's
I'm gonna shove a hose in my a bike pump in my ass.
I'm telling you,
and
if you have
fill
to
fill up this colon and then blast it to hell.
I'm telling you, if you have to fart, and especially because if you stand up, your butt cheeks naturally get closer together.
Oh yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So when you do it in slow motion, you see your fucking. I encourage everyone listening to do this at least once in their
yeah.
life.
Yeah. Don't send it to anyone.
No, don't send it to anyone, but. But if you fart in slow motion on your iPhone, your butt cheeks will jiggle, and then your fart just sounds like what did Keith say? Like plugging a guitar into an amp.
Keith is a master at that.
Yes,
there was one time me and our brother-in-law like we're just watching football, and then he like Vin farts, and then Keith goes, he goes. That sounded like you whispered into a trumpet. And we were fucking dying, dude. It was so funny. He goes, that sounds like you. Or some other, one time he's like, that sounds like you, you know when you shuffle cards?
Yeah.
He's like, that's what it sounded like. And it sounds exactly like.
Can you do that?
Yeah, the bridge, whatever
it's called. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
How are you at Uno?
How is anyone at Uno?
Some people are good.
How can you be good at a game where it's like kind of like.
Nah, you got to be nice with it. Have you ever played Phase 10?
What's Phase 10?
Yeah, I'm going to bring Phase 10 here. We'll play that shit.
What is Phase 10?
It's an awesome card game. So it's like there's 10 phases. So like there'll be stuff like two groups of two.
Okay.
So you have to put down like two twos or two threes. And then you have to add to your things to get them out of there. So then it'll be like, give me a run of four, like one, two, three, four, and three cards of the same color. So, like, you have to go through all these phases and get to 10, and there's a point system. It's awesome. It's a fun game.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I'll play you in it. Fucking fuck you up. Whoa. I'm not better than you at any video games besides Mario Party.
Yeah. I fucking hate that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just it's not even that I'm not good at it. It's just for some reason.
I'm just really good at it.
Because, like, I win some of the mini games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I can't. There's that one game that I can't. You're just incredible at. I don't know how.
The vibration game.
Yeah, because it's like when you feel a vibration, you have to press a button. And his reaction time is fucking insane.
I just close my eyes. I close my eyes every time. I'm just like, got it.
Yeah. And I'm like,
Jesus. I think I did it in, like point. Did you fart?
No. I knocked over.
Oh, I was about
something.
To say that was a rattler.
Yeah, that sounded like a frog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm amazing at that thing. No one's ever gonna beat that record on your Mario Party.
Probably not.
I have my last smell.
Okay.
And I have an honorable mention. Can I say my honorable mention first?
Sure.
When you walk by a laundromat.
And you get that.
And you get that push, like the outtake, and it just smells like just clean laundry. It just hits you right in the face, and you're walking through it. What do you got?
Got you right now.
So, oh, you got fresh linen?
Smell that.
Oh, clean cotton. That's it right there.
That is it.
Oh, my God. Dude, I literally will stand under fucking gaseous fumes from a laundromat just to smell this.
I only light that candle when I clean my apartment because I feel like I want the air to smell clean as well. You know what I mean?
Yo, Yankee Candle, send me some candles.
Yeah, dude. Also, the other candle.
Yo, this is amazing.
The other candle.
Is it closer to me?
I think it's closer to me. Yeah, so this one is my favorite one.
Oh, this is awesome.
This is my favorite candle. I love that one.
All right, hold up. I got to cleanse my palate. I'm not even going to guess.
It's amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Coconut Beach.
It's my shit, dude.
Oh. Anybody knows a lot of that Coconut Beach?
It smells like a Dominican girl's car. Oh, man. I love that. Yo, Latino people always have air fresheners in their car.
Big air freshener
people. And they're always coconuts. All of my Puerto Rican cousins and Dominican friends always had a coconut-esque And then you know what another one they always used was Black Ice.
Yeah, why does everyone love Black Ice?
It's like, yeah, let me get that Black Ice tree. I'm like, what the fuck is Black Ice? Black Ice, go smell Black Ice right now.
It smells like the ground.
It smells like water and dirt.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't think I'll ever be an incense person either. I tried to be for a little bit, and I was like, this is just stupid.
I think it looks cool to have just like burning sticks in your like apartment. But I don't really like the smell.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in church.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Are we blessing like a casket or something? Like, who died? Dude, one time my priest, not my priest, but you know, he's the priest over there.
Go on.
But it was I think it was like my great aunt had died, and they do the thing where they have the incense and they go around and they shake it around the casket. I don't know what the fuck he's doing with that, but. He's shaking it around the casket. He must have put way too much incense in that bitch because it was fucking smoky in there.
Was it really?
Yeah, all the old bitches were coughing. Shit, I was like, damn, someone else is going to go down. We're going to have to make room in that casket for fucking my other great aunt or whoever. Toss her in there because she's about to die from all this incense. See, I couldn't even see. It's like a smoke screen in there.
That's why I'm going to get...
Take it easy, father!
That's why I'm going to get cremated just because of stuff. I don't want to put people through that. got to come and get smoked out of my funeral?
Yeah, dude. We was trying to fumigate in there. All the flies died, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Put some fucking weed in there, if anything. You yeah, spread it
put
around.
Some stuff.
Put some poudre in there.
Put some hello.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy, man. It was smoky as hell. As soon as he started doing it, I was like, damn, dude. Smoke coming off that thing is crazy. And then it was just filling the room. And sure enough, like, I mean, I was all right because I had young lungs
and
at
what,
the time.
And what are those? They're like the thing in war where, like, the guy has the ball on a chain and he, like, fucking throws
it's
it
it's like
at
a
you.
Bludgeon or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah. like...
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's a holy thing. I don't know. It's tabernacle whole, or something?
What is a tabernacle?
I think it's where they keep the host. Did I ever tell you that one time in church?
Tabernacle.
Tabernacle is a funny word, man.
T-A-B-E-R.
Knackle.
Yeah, but is it knackle like with a weird K?
I don't know. It could be a Q.
And is it N? Tabernacle. T-A-B-E-R. N-A-C-K-L-E.
Language of origin? Latin. Country of origin? The Vatican.
Last person to say this word. You, sir. Okay.
Awesome.
Tabernacle.
No, but one time I walked into church and as I was, my mom, like, you know, thank God for the big guy, because if he wasn't around, my mom would have beat the shit out of me in those pews. Because me and Keith used to laugh all the time. Keith's the kind of kid, eat to this day.
Did you just thank God for God?
I thank God that he was there to protect me from my mother.
Oh, I thought you said thank God for the big guy.
No, no, no. So I said thank God he was there.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Keith was the kid that, like, the priest would start talking. And, like, there would be priests from, like, fucking Africa, or they have, like, a weird accent.
Missions and shit.
And you're a kid that, like, you don't know why people sound different.
So right.
Like, my brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters.
And people, and you're a kid, you think it's the funniest thing in the world. And Keith wouldn't laugh. He would just look at you and just do this. Like, he would just a little fucking smirk. And my now brothers. I'm laughing because it's Keith. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Of course.
And my mom's like, if you guys don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to piss the shit out of you in the confession box. And so there was one time, though, that I walked in and I saw the wine, because the wine's at the beginning of the aisle. When you walk in, and I saw a fly in it.
Ew.
Yeah, so when we got to our seats, I was like, Ma, there's a fly in the wine. Skip the wine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, skip the blood.
But being, you know, the troublemaker that I was, she just hit me with a shut the fuck up, basically.
Yeah.
You know? She didn't curse in the Lord's house, but she gave me a very clean shut the fuck up kind of thing.
Yeah.
And sure enough, when they brought the host up, because, you know, they pick two people in the crowd, like, hey, who wants to do it? Bang, bang, you guys do it, right? So they pick two people, they bring it up, and then the priest goes to pour it in the holy cup. He's got the grail,
transfer,
you know what I'm
saying? Transfer it.
You got the transfer going on.
Got the little white, got a wipey cloth.
He stops, and he points, and he goes, and he gives it to one of the little boy slaves in the white robes.
Yes, yes, yes.
The altar boy.
Slave boy.
Yeah, and then I look at my mom, I'm like, you see? And then the altar boy kind of came out pretty quick. So I don't know if he did like a swap or if he just went, eh.
Probably one of those.
I skipped the wine that day.
Yeah. That's a smart move.
Yeah, it was a smart move. Yeah. I've only had the wine at church and my communion, and that was it. I've never done it again. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have this host, and I'm going to get some sip of wine right now. That was the only time I've ever done that.
Now I'm trying to think.
I used to pass out wine all the time. One time some old woman passed out like hard.
Like from the Holy Ghost or just like from being a hot old bitch?
Nah, from just being a fucking just a stuffy church and an old B in there, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So stuffy C with old B equals fainting.
Yeah.
So she passed out and I remember because they were sitting directly, not immediately behind us, but a couple rows behind us, but like immediately right there. Like I could see her perfectly. And the woman was just like this on some woman's shoulder, like that. And the woman freaked. And she goes, Father! Father! Like smacking this woman's face and saying, Father! Father! Right? And the ambulance had to come and all the shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Some old bitch just went down.
She
survived. She was cool. It was just hot as shit in there, man. They had to get some ACs. This was back in the day. This is the 90s, man.
Fuck.
It's the 90s, man. We had old people going down in church, man.
You know what's weird when people speak in tongues?
Tongues?
Yeah, you ever see people speak in tongues in church? You'd be like, shala hamala,
that sounded like Muslim.
No, They speak in tongues, dude.
I know, like, all my... You know, like...
They talk in tongues, and it's mad weird. They'd be like, Shalalahi, shalalahumanenhamalala.
Yeah, and you're like, dude, is this, like... What is that fucking... I'm like, dude, Slytherin?
Yeah, I was like, yo, you dropping a beat right now? Like, am I supposed to spit?
Also,
is this a reggaeton song?
Old people, when they go to church...
Is this bachata?
They start the Our Father. They just...
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one holds hands anymore. They just...
It's just so weird hearing a bunch of people stand. That's one of my favorite sounds. Everyone's standing up.
Everyone's standing up at the same time or getting that kneel going.
Too much up and down.
Too much up and down. Why do I got to kneel? I'm tired.
Yeah.
Can we just sit?
Yeah. It's bullshit.
I'll give you one stand.
Yeah.
But that's it. I'm not going up and down.
Then I got to stand up and bow my head. I got to stand up, look down, sit down, I get pop up. Peace be with you, also with you.
Oh, yeah. I got to start handshaking everyone in here. Peace with you, also with you.
Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking guy, go church, fucking work out.
Also, church is changing the fucking the lyrics to these psalms every 5 days.
Yeah.
I went to church not too long ago, and I'm like, what is this cadence on Our Father?
When'd you go to church?
I don't. Oh, my, like weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my brother got married, and we did an Our Father, and I was like, what is this cadence? Like, this is some Long Island version. Because it was like, Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy. I was like, dude, this is not the song.
Yeah, it's true.
Right lyrics, but wrong cadence.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's just agree on a universal cadence.
Don't fuck up a classic.
It's a classic.
It's a banger,
song.
Too. It's an absolute banger.
It is a banger.
It's a banger.
You know what's a fire song from church?
What?
Damn, I'm going to. Oh, man, I'm forgetting it now. I'll remember it. Because, like, the song that came to my mind, I was saying this to my sister the other day. I was like, damn, dude, that's that fucking song. Because when we go to church on, like, Christmas, because we're, like, those fake Catholics now.
My God is an awesome God?
No.
My God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He reigns. Yeah, that song is fire, son.
There's a song.
My God is an awesome God.
I really
want to
call
God.
My sister and be like, yo, what's the song that I love?
But is it like very like Catholic?
Yeah, it's like it's right. Like very white. It's nothing like cool. But I'm just like.
It's not like Marvin Sapp or anything.
I'm like in the pew like, go ahead with it. It's kind of fire, but I forget what it is. But something about, like, it's not the wind beneath your wings, but it's something
you
like that.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
It's something like that. It's like, you raise me up.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up.
Yeah, it's not that song.
Oh, sorry.
But it's something like that. One time my friend killed a moth in church, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, with books, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that story.
Dude, and like, this kid Dylan, it wasn't this Dylan, it was a different Dylan. And it was like me, Keith, and that kid Dylan. And we were in the front row, you know what I'm saying? We had front row seats to this church sesh, and there was a moth on the altar. Mm. And then he's like, I feel like I should do something. It wasn't in the middle of like the thing either. Like, it was right before church started. So he goes over with one of the books and just fucking slams it on this white moth, and then he picks up the book and there's like white dust, and then everyone claps.
That's awesome. I love that story.
Murder in the church.
It's like, kill it. It's kill not it. Like us.
It's not.
That moth's gay. Kill it. Sorry.
It's like, damn, dude. That moth's gay.
You ever see the South Park episode when they like expose the Catholic Church? So like they all meet at the Vatican City. And like they're like, we have to do something about this. It's like these poor kids. It's like, you know, it's like we really have to do something about this. It's like, we have to find out a way to stop these kids from coming forward. And the guy's like, wait, I thought we were gonna stop molesting him. He's like, No, we just need them to be quiet.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing. I don't like to talk like this crazy about that, but like we talked about it on another show, History Hyenas.
Yeah, guys, yo, History Hyenas, very funny show. Yeah, Chris DeStefano and Giannis Pappas, we just did their podcast.
We did their podcast.
It's hilarious.
And it's like, if they let priests fuck, I think the numbers would go down a little bit.
I think so.
You know?
I think it's a bit late for that, though.
Yeah. They're setting their ways.
And it's obviously, we're not saying, like, everyone in the Catholic Church is banging butts.
But, of course.
But there
it's
are,
just a large amount. It's weird.
There is a common denominator. I just said that word weird, but there's a common denominator here, and you know.
The sad thing is, the stereotypes are kind of true.
The only problem with stereotypes is stereotype is just a bad rep.
Yeah, it's just a bad rep is what it is.
But it had to start somewhere.
That's the sad part.
But the thing is, like, with stereotypes, it's like the problem with them is that people generalize the entire group.
Yes, that's where it becomes trouble.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, all white people can't dance. But then you have, like, some white dude who's up there, like, behind J-Lo, like, crushing it. Yeah. Like, all right, wait, Casey Frey could dance. Like, it's white as snow.
Yeah, it's true.
Or Fry. I don't know how to say his name.
It's Frege.
It's not that.
It's Frege.
Frege?
Yeah, I spoke to him.
There's no way it's Frege.
It's Fry.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out, Casey. Shout out, Nick Coletti. Those are my boys.
Yeah, those dudes are fucking hilarious. It's Frege. I just spoke to him. Damn, dude, you almost said, if you would have stuck to it like two more times, I'd have been like, Frege. I would have been on the Frege.
Oh, you were really like, you were there?
I mean, you said you spoke to him. I would have gave you two more. I would have been like, okay. I'd be like, nah, it's not. And you went, no, I'm serious. And I'd be like, dude, no, it's not. And you'd be like, dude, I spoke to him. I'd be like, okay, that's Frege.
You know what I hate when people do stuff? It's like, they'll do something like that, and then like, it'll come up and it'll be like an embarrassing moment. Just be like, dude, I was kidding. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
Oh, like if you say, you pronounce someone's name wrong?
Right.
And then you'll be like, I was just joking, though.
Yeah.
Like, no, you weren't. You're stupid.
You're just a dumb bitch.
You're
a dumb man.
You're dumb. You're a dumb male.
Or when people, like, do practical jokes and they think, like, they're going to be funny. Like, when people smash people's faces in cakes, it's not funny.
Dumb.
Don't do that.
That's a weird fucking tradition. Like, smell the cake.
Yeah. Like, smell it.
Wait, what's wrong with the cake?
Just smell it, I swear.
Okay, can it...
Idiot! Yeah, and then...
You're an idiot!
And then, like, sometimes, like...
I've ruined the cake now!
I saw a video where a girl bashed her face and, like, broke her nose.
Like, passed out.
Yeah, and, like, passed out.
Died
like,
in the cake.
Yeah.
Because your little cousin wanted to make a funny?
Yeah.
I'd be upset. You better have a backup cake, bitch. Because I was looking forward to eating this fucking Funfetti moist vanilla... icing shit.
I don't understand.
Someone ruins a Funfetti in front of me, we're squaring up.
Oh yeah, big time.
I was
throwing
forward
bows
to that cake.
Yeah.
I might even eat it anyway. You could put 10 faces in that cake. I'm still eating the scraps.
Don't fuck up my Fudgy the Whale. Somebody about to die.
Someone's going down for this.
You know
this.
What I'm saying? I'm ready to throw bows.
Also, if you get an ice cream cake and try to shove someone's face in that, we're talking concussions now. We're talking about trips to the hospital.
Oh,
we're talking
yeah.
about bills. We're talking about you better have insurance.
Like if you mess with my food at all, you have to be my significant other because you're going to have to fucking fuck me dry for me to get over what you just did to my
and
food.
And you know how long it takes to fuck someone dry? A whole afternoon.
Yeah.
So clear your schedule if you're going to fuck around.
Yeah. Because don't fuck with my food.
Don't fuck with my cake.
And I also hate people that don't share food.
And shareable food. Yo, can I get a fry? No. Why?
Yeah.
They're separate.
Yeah.
There's a thousand.
You could share it. You could pass one.
Also, don't
if someone
ask
came
me
up
for
to me,
shit.
Yeah.
That isn't shareable. Let me get a bite of your burger. What?
I don't even like bite of pizza. I think that's fucking rude.
Bite
too.
Of pizza.
I think that's rude.
I would no.
Especially the way you eat pizza, you kind of put your tongue on it. Like
I'm making sweet sensual love to the slice, and you're gonna put your fucking sweet sensual self on it? No.
I don't like sharing drinks either. Like, when you're, like, 12, it's cool, but, like, our mouths has been all over the world. At this point, I don't want your mouth on my mouth right now.
I'll share a drink with select peeps.
If I'm dying, I'll be like, yo, can I get a sip of that? But, like, I have to be dying, like, I've been in jail for 4 days, and all I've had was, like, 4 Jolly Ranchers and a fucking Pepsi to my name. Like, I have, like, no money on my books.
No wonder this kid's got diabetes. The fucking things you chose.
No, but I'm just saying.
4 Jolly Ranchers and a Pepsi.
That's all I'm saying. And they got to get through 4 days. I might need some water from you.
I mean, you're going to need more than that.
Yeah.
You're going to need some insulin, kid.
For sure.
Something to balance you out.
I might just go to jail just to get cleaned up.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Probably not the best.
Do you think the show would do better if I went to jail and came back, like, numbers-wise?
Dude, this isn't... No. What are you talking about?
I'm just... Like, do I need to build, like, street rap?
It would be good content.
It would be.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right, it's first question. Like,
yo, we're vlogging today. Going to see Danny in jail. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be sick. Hit the fucking bell for notifications. Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah, what's good, dude?
Subscribe?
Anybody fuck you in your butt yet?
Yeah. Right?
Pound the glass, dog.
Dude, your mom's crying out here. What an idiot.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm going to sneak you a nail file in this fucking cake.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm not, because I don't want to get in trouble like you. You're an idiot.
Yeah, man. All right, we got to go. Peace.
Anyway, so that was lit. Don't forget to subscribe, like, turn your notifications on so whenever I post, you can get it.
Yo, Danny looks to be in good spirits. He only cried 4 times.
Yeah.
Last time it was 8, so he's in there.
He had a bruise in his eye, so we're going to get a good story out of him.
Yeah, for sure. When he comes home, that content's going to be sick fire.
You get on the podcast, and you're just like, all right, dude, so tell us about your anus.
It's like, I'll like stab somebody on the podcast.
How's your buns? Were they, like, ravaged?
Nah, dude, like, it wasn't even like that. Like, first night I was in there, some dude did want to do my butt.
Yeah.
But I was like, yo, dude, like, come on, bro. And then, like, after that, he kind of realized where I was coming from, and I was like, step off, dude. And then after that, I talked to him again. And, you know, we actually ended up being friends in there. It was kind of tight.
Do me a favor. Look really scared so I could put that as a thumbnail. Well, open your mouth. All right, cool. We got it.
You know what I'm saying? All right. And like, just be like, yo, Danny gets raped.
Danny went to jail. Gone raped?
Yeah. Clickbait.
Gone sexual or gone wrong? gone raped?
Danny gone sexual rape?
It's Danny like, it's like, Danny went to prison. Gone rape?
Yeah, what's up, man? Yo, vlogging your friend that's in jail would be so funny. Like, just the content would be so...
From an outside perspective, it could be like, they don't realize how stupid this is.
And he was just like in a really like high spirits, like, yo, it's good, dude. Yeah. What's going on? Just chilling.
What's up, man? Oh, the phone? Yeah, hold on. Hold on, go ahead.
Yo, what's good?
He's holding the phone up to the fucking camera. Go ahead, go.
Yeah, what's good, man? Yeah, so like, how are they treating you in there?
Can you put money in my books? Nah.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of cool. We get to use a computer for an hour a day.
I went outside.
I do my Googles. I could do 40 push-ups in a minute now.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. So my fifth smell.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get to that.
New shoe. New shoe.
I like new car.
Smell. Yeah, but how many new cars are you in?
That's what I'm saying. It's a rare smell.
Yeah, I know, but new shoes when you...
What was that little... Hi.
I kind of had to sneeze for a second, but it broke off.
You went, hi.
It's so weird how sneezes go away, too. You'd be like, huh? You'd be like, where is it?
Yeah, your body's like...
And then your body's like, wait a minute.
That happens with poops. Sometimes you got to poop really bad. And then
shit in that Uber yesterday,
yeah,
boy.
Know. People were asking, like, did he make it? And I didn't tell them because I wanted them to just, you know, feel
the
cliff.
Dude, I sat. We went to B&H to pick up some stuff. I took a shit in there, and it smelled, right? It's poop. It smells.
I mean, it's a poop.
The guy next to me took a shit that was so potently, disgustingly gross that I didn't. It wasn't shit. This man smelled like he was eating garbage. In fucking high density metals.
Yeah, he was making like a potpourri of garbage in there.
It was horrendous.
Yeah. He had to get out of there.
Yeah, I was like, dude, whatever's wrong with you, I'm sorry. There's no way that's human shit.
Yeah. It's gross. Dude, and you just reminded me of when I went to Chicago and I had to shit bad. And I was shitting in the airport. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not this dude. I was trying so hard not to be, but the boy was fart pooping.
That's kaprunk.
Yeah, like I was fart pooping, okay?
Was it the fart followed by poop, or was it the poop following the fart?
There was no organization. There was in and out of air and fucking feces.
Was it dense or was it straight soup?
It was a stew.
It was a stew, yeah.
It was a stew. So it wasn't a soup, but it was a stew.
Stewy.
Okay.
Stewy
so
duty.
It wasn't completely liquid, but it was stewy. But this is so gross. But so anyway, I was fart pooping. I was so embarrassed because I'm like, oh, God, like all this fart and all this poop. Like it's just happening right now.
We got to relieve the pressure, though.
Yeah, dude, I needed it so bad because I was about to get on a flight. Once you get in the air and you get that kind of... You got the G-force on this stomach, I'll shit in my chair.
Yeah, dude. Like, I think if you fart at 30,000 feet, like a part of your asshole comes out.
That is actually, I read that.
Yeah.
But so then I did that And then while I was in there, a dude comes in and gets in the stall next to me, right? The only thing that goes through my head is like, I hope my body's done fart pooping right
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like I really don't want to like embarrass myself like literally next to someone. Like I know someone was like washing their hands and I'm over there just making a mockery of the situation. And he's like, he's probably so mad.
Yeah.
And like, oh, this dude's fart pooping. It's fucking disgusting. But this guy next to me, dude, just the most brave thing I have ever experienced in my life, just shook the fucking foundation.
Just sunk your battleship.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely crushed it. At that point, I was like, oh, dude, this is basically a peak.
I'm going to fart. I'm going to fart all over the place.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, at that point, I mean, he gave me hope, but he also, I was
gave
like,
me hope.
He did. But like that guy was fart pooping, dude, with bass. It was a legitimate fart and a legitimate poop. It was insane. It was like stone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was vibrating around that bowl. It was
stone.
Dude, I'm serious, dude. He sat down, and it was pretty much immediate. And this dude, had no choice, man. He hit the bowl, and it was like, scone, and then just fucking poop, dude. It was nuts.
Oh, man. You know what's fun, too?
Stone.
Pee farts. When
pretty much every time.
Yeah, when you're peeing, you just go, and I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Oh, I did it on Twitch that time. I didn't know my mic was on.
Yeah, Danny was peeing on Twitch and then farted.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, because a lot of streamers, I think it was Mike's stream or Frankie's, and it might have been Keith's maybe, or somebody's. But when you stream, they usually hit a button that mutes the party. So in between games, I was like, yo, I have to piss. First of all, it was the longest piss of all time.
Yeah, that was a pregnant piss.
And then at the end, I just go, poink. I just go, all right. Flush the toilet. I didn't even know. I came back and everyone was like, yo, did someone just fucking take a fucking piss, bro?
Yeah, sometimes you got to release the brakes.
Yeah, yeah, kinda. Yeah.
You know when trucks do that? It's like, tss.
I've sat, like, I've been in stalls next to guys where they've pee farted.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A fart will never not be funny to me. I'm farting on a fart. Fuck you. If you think farts aren't funny, just unsubscribe.
I wish.
Please don't.
I wish that you were there to experience the bravery of this man.
I would have lost it.
He had no shame. And just, his seat had to have vibrated. Like, it was insane. It was so loud. And I was like, dude, this dude just straight fart, like.
Oh. A man shit.
The fart, though. The fart.
Yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
Just stone. And I was like, yo, that was a legitimate fart.
Like, was it bassy or did it sound like a whale crying like, stone?
It was like,
stone.
Dude, I don't even know. It was like shooting a CO2 gun into a fucking toilet.
Yeah, I remember those.
It was insane. God. It was wild. But yeah, remember paintball guns?
Just be like, you know, I don't have any CO2 in my tank. I gotta fill up. Had the two triggers on it.
I never had one of those.
Never had a paintball gun?
Nah.
You should like clap people from like the trees.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
I've went
shoot cars with them.
I've went paintballing a couple times. Keith lit me up one time in the back of my head when I was like out. Because, you know, you get hit and you're like, oh, I'm out.
Out.
So I'm like walking out. And of course, the only part of my fucking body that isn't covered is the back of my head. Bink, bink, bink. I had I had like a trio on my head.
I would have fucking flipped out.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of funny. Because I also shot him in the face. And when he came out, he like lifted his mask and he had paint all over his mouth.
We should go.
You want to go paintballing?
Yeah, man. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. There's one in Long Island City.
We should go.
It's indoors. That's the place that I went.
Oh, but it's not paint, though.
It is paint.
Or is it those rubberized balls?
No, they have paint.
Yeah. No, because I worked at an indoor paintball facility, and it was like, it wasn't paint. It was just rubber balls.
The fuck?
That you would have to walk around with a machine and pick up.
Oh, no, they have paint there. They have paint.
Yeah, I want to get lit up.
Yeah, dude. I'm wearing a fucking hoodie that day.
Yeah. I'll let you shoot me in the back with nothing on.
Okay, Josh, this is the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, no, you can do that,
you're
dude.
You're creeping me. You're creeping, trying not to creep the floors.
You kind of look like a cat. Like an exotic cat.
You look like a pitcher in the dugout right yeah, now yeah. for some reason. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think you can wrap this up, though.
Yeah, for sure. Do you want me to say my stuff?
Oh, dude, say your things.
Okay,
speak
all right.
your truth.
Okay. This is going to be hard, but follow me on Instagram, at Danilo Priori, and Twitter is the same thing. How am I doing?
You're doing well.
Okay. And then make sure to go check out the Stank Podcast with me and Mr. Frankie Alvarez. Mr. Frankie Alvarez, we drop new episodes every Friday. Go to youtube.com/thestank for your favorite movie, video games, comic book niche. And go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thestankpodcast.
And you guys go check out the History Hyenas podcast. We just did an episode of theirs. Oh my God. Dude, you just clipped a fart. You just clipped a poop in there.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
You clipped a poop.
Yep.
You need to go wipe.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to shit.
You're gonna have to wipe. Yeah. You should wipe it down.
Yeah, finish this one up on your own.
I'm gonna finish it up on my own because you need to go fix whatever just happened just now.
Yeah, I gotta go.
That was a disgusting wet noise. It sounded like someone threw a water balloon at your ass.
Yeah. I gotta do some cleanup.
Okay. Anyway, so we were on History Hyenas podcast. Look, Liz, what are you doing?
I don't want to get in the camera, but
it's too late. You're in the camera.
Shit, my pants.
Get the fuck out.
I got shit,
Jesus. We did the History Hyenas podcast of the Chris DeStefano and Giannis Pappas. It was fucking hilarious. Love those guys. So go check that out. You can follow them on Instagram at History Hyenas. Go check out Other People's Lives, another podcast on the San Agustin Studio Network with me and my buddy Greg Dieback. We call anonymous people all the time. We just talked to an ex-gang member, a 9/11 first responder. We have some very interesting episodes up there this season, but go check that out as well. And our Patreon for this show is patreon.com/thebasementyard. You get every episode a week in advance and some extra content. So go check that out. And that is all. See you guys next time. This kid shit his pants.